Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of our favorite cocktail creations. For this week's cocktail, we are throwing it back to the days when Ioana and I would hit the dance floor and teach Zumba together. We are making the Dancing Queen from Difference Guide. To make this cocktail, you're going to use 1 2/3 ounces of Cherry Hearing, which is a cherry brandy liqueur, 2/3 ounces of your choice vodka, 2/3 ounces of Grand Marnier or your choice of orange liqueur, 2/3 ounces of freshly pressed pineapple juice, and 1/3 ounce of your choice fresh fruit, perhaps tangerine or clementines. And to make this, it's quite easy to follow, just like the workouts of our guest this week. All you're going to do is shake those ingredients together, fine strain into a chilled glass, garnish with orange peel and 1 cherry, or perhaps several, cooked in hearing liqueur, serve and enjoy. Welcome back to Sip With Me. Ioana and I are on the other side of our wedding series, meaning that Ioana's fantastic, giant, magical Greek wedding is sadly over. And after 2 months of wedding content, travel, little sleep, lots of Greek food, and many, many specialty cocktails, we could not think of a better industry to return to first post-wedding episode than our original industry where Ioana and I met, the fitness and wellness industry. We've had many great fitness guests on before, and this week we are pumped to add to that list. Joining us is one of our favorites, SoulCycle Master Trainer and founder of Housework, Sydney Miller. Housework, and you're going to love this, it's really, really cool, is a Pilates meets HIIT workout that is set to house music. I mean, come on, like how unique and special is that? It was named the best low impact workout by Women's Health in 2020, and Housework is taking the industry and your home workouts by storm. And we have Sydney here with us to tell us all about it. Sydney, welcome to Sip With Me.
Thank you guys for having me. So good to meet you.
Yes, it is good to meet you. And I'm actually at work at my gym right now. So I'm really anxious to jump into this, and I really want to do it right now and open the app. your brand, your offering is really unique and really cool. And I know you kind of have an interesting backstory about what led you not only into doing SoulCycle, but also into kind of branching out and doing your own thing, as was the case with a lot of people over the last couple of years. But kind of tell us about your background, how you got into the fitness industry, and then kind of how your career has evolved into where you are right now.
Yeah, so I started out thinking that I wanted to be working at an ad agency. I wanted to do advertising, PR, was always gonna move to New York. I'm from Miami, and I went I moved back during COVID, so I'm in Miami right now. But I went to school at Emory. I did the undergrad business school there. And like, I was always gonna move to New York, advertising, PR, that was, you know, what it was gonna be. And then basically 3 jobs in, I kind of realized that it wasn't all that I thought it was gonna be. And I also just mainly was like, not happy, and also didn't ever think that I'd be happy sitting at a desk. Like that was my biggest finding. And while this was going on, I found SoulCycle and I started going very religiously, even though I could barely afford it. But it was like my therapy meets like release. I would go all the time. And basically a year into that, I was kind of like, I wonder if I could like do this, you know, I wonder if I could do this. And so I spoke to a few people, ended up auditioning and got in, and that was, and I'm still actually at SoulCycle 10 years later. I just celebrated my 10 years, but and became a master instructor, and you know, that definitely was like a major, major career shift, obviously, but it really worked out for me. And then I would say about 5 years into SoulCycle, they were launching this concept, which maybe you guys remember, maybe not, but it was called SoulAnnex. And it was like, we know that people love their instructors. We know people are cross-training. Let's have our instructors teach something else. So I kind of, during that period of time, right before, had gotten Pilates certified just to like broaden my fitness, resume, like loved Pilates, wanted to get certified. So I did that. So they were like, oh, Sydney, can you come up with some kind of Pilates related class that's on brand for you? So I came up with housework, and it's actually funny because it was about house music. It has nothing to do with working out at home, which now,
I was wondering.
People always say that. And I'm like, no. But I mean, it was a great name. And I actually like, even though the workout of everything about it has evolved a lot over the last 4.5 years, but I kind of knew that it was going to be something. Like I trademarked it right away. I got permission with SoulCycle that like housework would be mine, no matter what. So I started teaching housework, and the concept was Pilates meets a little bit of HIIT, mostly low impact, but high intensity. So I love a sweaty workout class where I leave and I'm drenched in sweat and I can't save my hair. Like that's the kind of workout that I like. And I also like being on beat with the music, like SoulCycle.
Love beat
And
based,
I
yes.
used to dance when I was younger. Like I love moving to the music. I'm super into house music. So I wanted to take all of that and kind of make it something that I didn't think existed, or that actually didn't exist, which was a very like high intensity Pilates class that's fun and to the beat of the music. So that's what I came up with. And it ended up doing really well. And it was cool because a lot of my SoulCycle people, like I built this community over the years, and a lot of them didn't cross train. So they were kind of learning to move their body in this different way. And then that kind of, oh, SoulCycle dropped the Annex thing. They decided that they weren't going to continue with it. I decided to keep teaching it because I had just like built this thing. I'm like, I'm not going to give it up. So I started teaching in different studios in New York City a couple times a week. And then COVID happened. And day one, I went to Miami because I was like, I'm not getting stuck in New York City. I packed a carry-on. I was like, I'm gonna ride this 2 weeks out.
Oh
Like,
my God.
I'm gonna live with my parents. And day one, I posted on Instagram and I was like, who would want to take a housework on Zoom? Like, let me know. Because really, you don't need a lot of equipment. And I use sliders, I use the resistance band, I use lightweights. Like, pretty much, and like you don't really need weights if you don't have them. So it was like
Yes.
very easy to translate a class because I already had the class, and I already, it wasn't like I was really changing it. I just had to learn to teach it digitally. So that took off. And then, obviously, as we know, COVID lasted a lot longer than 2 weeks. So I was living with my parents. My mom's office became the housework HQ. I fully took over, which they loved so much, hearing loud music in the morning. And it kept expanding and it kept growing because people were in this place where whatever they were used to doing, they couldn't do it anymore. So they had to find something else. And people knew who I was. A lot of people knew of me on Instagram from SoulCycle. So I had, and they had heard about housework even if they hadn't tried it. So I kind of had that going for me in a way. And the Zoom classes took off. I mean, I'm still teaching them to this day, and they've evolved a lot, but that community has really like held on strong. And then I launched my app that summer because I was like, all right, if there's a time to do something with this, it's now. And so I launched my app. I was filming my first workouts in my parents' backyard.
I
Beautiful.
definitely filmed workouts in my parents' backyard.
Moved
I caught
all the
that.
furniture in the living room, had lighting, like I completely took over their house. And I think they're gonna listen to this maybe, so thanks guys. And
Yes,
then I was like, you know what? Like I had been wanting to move to Miami. Like I had been in New York for 10 years at this point. I was kind of on my, my last leg. And then I was like, this is my, I mean, this is it. Like, I now have a business that I can do anywhere. And this is the moment. So I moved here and I think I moved into my apartment exactly 2 years ago right now. So here we are.
It's so funny to hear you say all that because you have a like eerily kind of similar pathway to both of us. Like we both realized like that our careers were not exactly what we wanted. I was working at Amazon and then I was like, oh wait, I do really want to. You can do something with fitness and you can make it your own and you can make it a career. Ioana also was living in
I
New
was in New
York
York.
when COVID happened and was like, oh, I don't know if I want to
I'm
get
going
stuck
home.
here. Yeah, and she also started a fitness format called Tonalates, which is very similar, like high intensity kind of Pilates with minimal equipment, and trademarked that. So I knew you had a good vibe and that it would resonate. And obviously it has, with the staying power of it and the fact that you're still doing it and that it's still expanding. Why do you think people resonate with the combination of HIIT and Pilates, and what does your music selection kind of add to that? And what makes it kind of a magic combo and a magic energy that get people to sign up and stay with it, even if they joined on at the beginning of the pandemic and they're still doing it?
So I think like one of the pieces that kind of makes it magic is I teach my routines as if I were teaching a dance, but it's not a dance. And so it really forces you to like use your brain. Like I can't tell you the amount of times people are like, I think I'm like sharper at work because I did housework this morning. Because you have to remember all these different movement patterns, feel them in your body, and you're moving to like music that's really fun and whatever, but it really does make you connect mind and body and just get a little bit more focused. And it becomes addicting in a way because you want to get it. Like you really want to get that routine and nail it and feel like you didn't make one mistake, and you know what I mean? And we mess up. I mess up it all the time. My
Oh,
people
yeah.
and like the people like I and I encourage it because I'm like, if you mess up, that means to me that you're going for it, like you're trying. And then yeah, like my music, I mean, I've always been super into EDM, so I love like just fun house music, like Cascade's my favorite
Oh
DJ.
my God.
All
Love it.
my And then I think like the last piece that makes it really magical is the community part of it. Like I guess I didn't really know that I had that ability until SoulCycle to really like bring people together and like rally around something. And from the beginning at SoulCycle, like I was doing that and I had the Sid Squad and they were my people and like we would do this class downtown and then get a smoothie and then do that class uptown and like these were like my people. And so you feel the energy in the room because of that. Like when you're in one of those classes where everybody is just vibing and like that energy comes through. Well, it's the same thing even on Zoom. Like these people, my regulars, even people that don't take class all the time, like you're kind of immersed in this environment where it's very supportive and you feel free to kind of go for it and look silly and do something wrong or like, do some weird move of the week that I came up with. Like,
We have
you're
those.
pivoting and your head is back and and like truly like dance like no one's watching vibes, except like there are. And I think that really the community piece of it shines through.
I would love for you to talk more about how the brand overall has evolved. I know you kind of touched on how you started, and now you have your app. But over the last couple of years, from start to now, what have you seen really shift in your brand?
So when I started out, it was obviously like deep, dark COVID times. And I was doing the Zoom classes and then I launched the app and that was great because a lot of people, couldn't like take the times that I was teaching or whatever, or on different coasts. So that gave people a real opportunity to like take my class whenever, wherever. I then, obviously as things started shifting and people could work out outside or I was in Miami, so things were pretty lenient down here. So I started teaching these pop-up events because people wanted to connect with each other. Like that's all people wanted. So I started doing these pop-up events in Miami at a rooftop, like silent disco style, and they were incredible. Because like
That
people
sounds fun.
Yeah, that
it
sounds really
was so
fun.
fun. They were really, really fun. I love doing those. And then I kind of made that more of a regular thing for Miami, where I partnered up with a hotel down here, the Sagamore, and started doing like Saturday classes or like sunset house tour classes. And then at that point, Miami starts to get hot, you know? And I was like, I think I'm gonna do the Hamptons for the summer because I know that I have a huge like Northeast following. And I ended up partnering with Gurney's last summer to do like a summer series on Saturdays, which was epic. That ended up going, I did this summer also. And the Sagamore thing, the Miami pop-up has kind of like gone on to like that's going to be starting up in November. So if anyone's coming down to Miami, that'll be through the winter season. So I
Oh,
think
yeah.
like having in-person touch points became really important. The whole bulk of my, you know, my class, my business, everything is digital. And I feel like it's given people, I think people also just like, and I know it from SoulCycle too, like started to realize, wow, well, now that I can do these things outside of the house, it's actually a huge chunk of my day and it's a lot more expensive. So I'm gonna make that my for fun, maybe with my friends activity, and I'm gonna continue working out at home. Like, I think if you found something that you liked, you stuck with it, right? And you use the in-person moments, you know, as just like as a fun extra. But it's not like people are, I don't see people like going to an in-person class 5, 6 days a week like they used to. So I think having both options kind of gives people like flexibility and what they need and like so they can have it all. And then also in terms of how the business has expanded, also with these in-person touch points, I thought about hosting my first retreat. So I did that last October of 21, did it in Miami because Miami's a destination for most people. I live here, so it's easy for me to like my first rodeo, have my feet on the ground, you know, like did it at the Sagamore, which is where I was already teaching my, you know, my in person. So I knew it would go well. And it was so much fun. People were dying for another one. So I'm actually doing my next one in November in Tulum, which I'm very excited.
Nice.
My gosh, that's
Okay, I'll
amazing.
just take a nice big cruise ship down there and then do it.
So we're doing Tulum. And yeah, I think like the direction is, or at least my personal direction is to keep offering people more options and flexibility as people's schedules shift so that they have tons of ways to work out from home with me, whether it's live or on demand. And then in-person activations where you can like feel, you know, that energy of in-person, but then bring it back to the at home and feel extra connected afterwards.
I love it. Oh
Yeah.
my God. We definitely have to do the rooftop classes and
Oh
then
my gosh.
have a cocktail after. Like, that's
100%.
step
Oh, we did
one.
that too, actually. I did like a few sunset housework events where like drinks were included. Like you got like a drink after.
Oh yeah.
So
Package
fun.
deal. I
Yeah, it was really fun.
love it.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Tulum. Our last question for you is whether you have any exciting or new plans, launches, things that you're doing either through the rest of this year or anything that you want to shout out for 2023.
Huh. Well, I am working on one big thing in the way of expansion. I know that's super cryptic, but I'm gonna
No,
leave
we love surprises. Yeah,
it
now we
in
have
there.
something to look forward
But
to.
just in the vein of continuing to offer more and give more people access to housework. So that's one thing that I'm really excited about. And then I am excited for the winter classes to start again at the Sagamore. Like I think that's gonna start probably right after I get back from Tulum, like Thanksgiving timing, because people will be That's like my peak Miami season. So end of November through March. And then I'm hoping to plan a spring retreat as well, because I would like to get into a cadence of two a year. These are so fun. They sell out immediately every single time. So I'm aiming to do another one in the spring.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen a lot of big fitness people like doing their own retreats now with their community. So that's really, really cool.
It's just people love to go on a trip where they're not feeling, my retreat is definitely not like a Zen retreat. It's we're working out, sunset drinks is, or I'll tell you the Tulum itinerary. Night one, sunset housework, followed by drinks, followed by dinner. Next morning, we work out at a reasonable hour at 10 a.m. We're not waking up early. We party during the day. We're going to a beach club. We're going to have like a whole
Ooh, day partying.
bottle service moment.
Oh my gosh, I love
We
it.
are not going out after that, or at least I'm not going out after
Yes, same. Thank you.
that.
Thank
Can't
you.
day tonight anymore. I can't day tonight anymore.
No, we can't either.
So we're going to have dinner at the hotel after. And if people
Yes. Oh my God. Literally
drive,
our vibe. Wow.
and then our last day, we do housework again at a reasonable time in the morning. We beach, and then that's like our going out night. We're going to Papaya Playa Project, which I don't know if you guys have been to Tulum, but it's like this beautiful, epic hotel, and they have DJs there. So
Oh
that's like
my
our big night out. That's
God.
it.
That's awesome.
So, can you actually end up doing this like 12 times a year so that we can make that?
I know. I like need to see how the Tulum one goes, because I think I really want to do the Miami one again, because it was so like easy for people. It was
Yes,
fun. We did
totally.
like a boat. We did a boat day. We went out. Like it was just like a. It was literally like my perfect weekend in Miami. I was like, this is what I would do. We're gonna do this together. So that one I kind of already know. I want to see how the Tulum goes, but like that's kind of like the cadence that I want to get on. And then
Smart.
maybe we go further. Like maybe we do Greece.
I'm
I'm
there we
down.
go. Big ideas. I
Yes,
love it.
why not?
Industry game
Why not?
changer right there.
Yeah.
All right. Our two last questions are, so obviously your format is really half based around the music. So we want to know your favorite workout song. And then, of course, we want to know your favorite cocktail of choice.
Okay, well, my number one favorite song of all time to work out, well, in general, but to work out to is Pressure, the Alesso remix.
Ooh,
You guys know it. It's such a banger.
I haven't played it.
It's such a fun song. I also love Cascade Lessons in Love. It has 2 60-second breaks that you just like can go. And you guys know, because you're in fitness, like you start to hear songs as like, what could I do to this song? Great. Okay, fine. One more. I know you guys asked for one, but I'll give three. My third one is a newer one because those are old. Diplo, Don't Forget My Love. Like every remix, every version, I love it
I have
so
some new
much.
things to add to my
I know.
playlist.
Yeah, Don't Forget My Love. You have to, I love it. And then what was the last question? Drink?
Favorite cocktail, yeah.
Easy. Tito's Dirty Martini, Blue Cheese Olives.
Ooh.
Wow, I feel like we've had that a time or two
Yeah.
before. That must
And
be like,
if they don't have blue cheese olives, like I'm upset. I'm upset.
I think Corinne Olympios, I think from
I
The
think that was
Bachelor,
her
I
drink.
think hers was a dirty
Yeah.
martini with very specific
It
olives like
was.
that,
Yeah.
with emphasis on the olives.
I
So I
like
love it.
that.
Well, I
Yeah.
hope you get some of those in Tulum.
Oh, definitely. Well, I feel like Tulum also, like, it depends where I am, right? Like Tulum, I'm gonna, be maybe more on like a tequila. Like
Oh yeah, it's definitely tequila energy.
I was just in Laguna Beach for a wedding, and I had a guavarita.
Oh, that
Oh,
sounds
that sounds so
so
good. Yeah. It was
California.
delicious. Like I'm gonna be searching for that
Ooh. Wow, I've left some recipes to Google too. I got a lot of research to do after this interview. All right, well, Sydney, tell people where they can find you and follow you online and how they can learn more about and possibly sign up and start taking housework classes.
Yeah, so my Instagram is Sid Miller, SYD Miller. I'm on TikTok too, and I've been really, really into TikTok, Sid Miller underscore. Housework is www.thehouseworkapp.com, or in the App Store, it's just Housework. You'll find it. And if you want to start taking classes, I actually set up a 3 month 30% off discount for you guys. So
Yay!
for 3 months, not just 1 month, 3 months, 30% off, and it's Sip With Me 30, and you can use
Oh
that.
my God, that's so
I
cute.
will be
Thank
doing
you.
it.
That will take you through the rest of the year.
Yes. Ah, exactly, actually. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Sydney, thank you for
Thank
that,
you
and
so
thank you
much.
for joining us and telling us about your incredible brand. We again, like, we genuinely like love it. It's definitely a vibe, and I'm glad that it continues to expand and grow and prosper. Safe travels to Tulum, and hopefully we will be able to take one of your rooftop classes and
100%.
have a guavarita after.
I would love that.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social at sipwithme_.